Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent systematic review that found that hip exercises consistently provide greater improvements for patellofemoral pain syndrome compared with knee exercises alone. However, any exercise provides alleviation from patellofemoral pain syndrome. Patellofemoral pain syndrome is relatively common and a disabling condition. We often opt for conservative management, yet it remains unclear which exercises may yield the best results. This systematic review evaluated the effectiveness of proximal strengthening exercises, for example lumbar, pelvic, and hip exercises, in comparison with knee-only strengthening exercises. The authors identified 8 relevant articles that met the inclusion criteria. The authors then evaluated the methodological quality and extracted key data from each study. All studies were of moderate to high quality, with 3 being randomized clinical trials. On average, the 4 studies that utilized proximal exercises demonstrated a 65% reduction in pain levels and a 37.5% improvement in function, while only 3 of the 4 studies that focused on knee-only exercises demonstrated an improvement. Overall, studies focused on knee exercises only found an average reduction of 37% in pain and 20.5% improvement in function. Among the studies that focused on proximal exercises, all 4 targeted hip muscles with single joint movements, for example hip abduction. 1 included lumbopelvic exercises, and 2 included stretching. Nearly all exercises provided some relief of pain. However, proximal exercises consistently and drastically alleviated symptoms associated with patellofemoral pain syndrome. This information confirms to clinicians that some form of activity is better than nothing. Despite pain or inability to perform certain exercises, modifications should be made, and exercises should focus on strengthening the areas that a patient is able to. Furthermore, most of the proximal exercises can easily be done without the need for expensive equipment, which is commonly needed for knee exercises. The results of this review should be interpreted with caution, as they did not focus on studies that did a direct comparison of proximal and knee exercises. Another limitation recognized by the authors was that interventions are recommended to be daily, with 2 to 4 sets of 10 repetitions for more than 6 weeks. However, more than half of the included studies did less than this. The studies included a variety of length of programs, exercises, participants, and randomization among included studies, which can make interpreting the results challenging. There is a need for more high-quality research to compare standardized exercise protocols that meet minimum recommendations. However, despite these limitations, proximal exercises seem to be a good selection for addressing symptoms associated with patellofemoral pain syndrome. This past week, we also had 2 other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post described a systematic review that found that sustaining an ACL rupture increases the risk of knee osteoarthritis in a 10-year follow-up period. And the second post discussed a study which found that female patients who suffered a concussion during the luteal phase of their menstrual cycle, when progesterone levels are highest, reported lower quality of life scores 1 month after their concussion compared with those who did not suffer a concussion in the luteal phase. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a study that found that face mask removal is safer than helmet removal for emergent airway access in American football. We also shared a post from Mom's Team about 4 more studies that suggests we need to be cautious when discussing the link between CTE, contact sports, and suicide. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.